Yes, some of those days over the last year and a half were kind of lonely because, like we said, come in on a Friday and we have one person there, and that's Rebecca. Otherwise, you're talking to a camera. But so we welcome you all here this morning. And you folks watching at home, don't you touch that dial. We got some good stuff for you. Amen. We'll get her going here shortly. Yes, okay. We got time. I have my sermon illustration here this morning with me. I'll tell you about that in a minute. All right, here we go. Okay. Here we go. Our message this morning is called A Land of Promise. Not the promised land, but a land of promise. And of course, for our family, we have family in the U.S. and we have family in Canada. And we have a heritage just like you do. And lately, people have been trying to change the past, but you can't really do that. And we're not proud of everything that happened in our country, but there was a reason that our forefathers came over. And I'm just going to share with you a little bit this morning, and I'm going to say that to get to another story, okay? I have, for whatever reason, I was left with most of the papers, the family papers, and the process papers. Jamie and I were talking about this yesterday. Her background is Danish and Swedish. And by the way, I had a call from her dad to come and visit. So I did. Amen. That's first time ever. So we're just going to keep praying for all of her family. So I want to share something with you. My heritage, well, I'll just tell you this. This is my grandpa. His name was John Kazjesen. There is a reason they changed the name. And it was spelt K-A-S-C-Z-C-Z-Y-S-Y-N. And originally, and I'll just read this to you, whereas Jan, this is his naturalization papers. Kazjesen, formerly of Galicia, at that time it was in Austria, before the Second World War, it was in Poland, and it is actually in the Ukraine now. So they try to say, well, what country did you originate from? It's like, well, it depends what generation you're talking about here. Those borders got moved a lot over there in Europe. Anyways, formerly of Galicia, Austria, but now of Star, that's by St. Michael, farmer in the judicial district of Northern Alberta in the said Northwest Territories, has complied with the several requirements of the Naturalization Act and has duly resided in Canada for the period of 3 years. Therefore, this is therefore to certify to all whom it may concern that under the virtue and said act, John Kazjesen has become naturalized as a British subject and is entitled to all political and other rights, powers, and privileges, and is subject to all obligations to which a natural-born British subject is entitled. So that's part of it all. That's all. If you ever want to read that, you can. But they came over in 1896. And so this was given, my dad was born in 1899, and this was given in 2003. So Alberta was not a province yet. We were considered part of the Northwest Territories. So in September the 5th, 1945, the official change was made from Kazjesen to Kazjesen. And even back in 1945, they had to pay $25 just to get the name changed. Okay, Now, I said that to say this. Dad left Star with a couple or three of his brothers, I think in 1915, because there's just not enough to feed all 11 kids or how many there were. So they eventually worked for farmers all the way down to Winnipeg. I think they left in 1915. They ended up in Winnipeg in 1918, and they got conscripted off the streets. They got as far as getting a uniform and their picture taken, and then the war ended. I don't know what all they did in those between that time, but in 1923, they went down to Chicago. Dad was not born again. And so he worked in restaurants, and he worked in cabarets. And so he became actually a salad chef, and that was his job. But he also served drinks. So one of the things that he would do, because he was always pulling pranks. So what he would do is put empty glasses on a tray in the kitchen, glue them down, and then he'd go out and he could spin the tray on two fingers. And he'd just freak everybody out. It depended on how much they had to drink. He would get quite the reaction. So he did that. I told you about, like, on the train, he used to get a string and put a dollar bill. This is back in hippie days. And then let it be on the aisle. And when somebody goes to pick it up, of course, he'd pull the string. I was worried he's going to get hit. So I tell you that to tell you this. I get a text from Jack, our grandson. He says, "This is Jack here in Alabama." I was like, okay. So a few days later, Sarah writes to me and says, "Jack is going to send you some Cassin humor." I thought, okay, you'll see what this is up to. So he sends me this little quote that says, "This is my first slow motion movie." And it's 2 minutes of a ceiling fan going around in slow motion. Is it? So now, he had another grandpa too that was Grandpa Jack, or great grandpa Jack was humorous too. And so anyways, I just decided to share that with you. We all got family history. We've all got, and some of it's good and some of it isn't, but it's just kind of interesting to watch your kids and grandkids, and for some of you great-grandkids, that have the traits of the family. Anyways, it's good to have all you people back. Yeah. I've got the green light. Maybe I need new batteries? There we are. Okay, when you haven't been to Sunday school or church in a good while, you just don't necessarily know how to answer the questions. Anyways, the land of promise. I wonder if you should get me battery. Do you think it's battery? Yeah, you can put it up. You can go right, yeah, to verse 7. We'll figure this out somehow. You'll get it all. All right. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of God of Jacob set you securely on high and defend you in battle. May he send you help from the sanctuary, his dwelling place, and support and strengthen you from Zion. May he grant your desires, or your heart's desire, and fulfill all your plans. We will sing joylessly over your victory, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. We have a Canadian flag on our front lawn right now. That's our banner for our country. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will trust and remember. We will remember and trust in the name of the Lord our God. May God add his blessing to that reading of scripture this morning. You know, God has always been a God of order. You know, even when the 12 tribes moved, Judah went first, which means praise. And it's kind of like the order we have a service. They had the singers and they had the musicians and everything, and they had a little tribe of Benjamin went with them too. But there was an order, and if you go through Scripture, you'll see the different strengths of the different tribes. And we have order today. And so we want order. Now, what we're not having in our country is we're losing our order. And there's a God-ordained order, I believe, for our country. And so one of the things you're going to see, I'm going to kind of switch gears here in a bit, but just in as we look ahead to this year, to where our country is, where our neighbors are, and how can we portray the character of God? So the next scripture, we can go to the next one, is familiar to you all. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Sir Samuel Leonard Tilley, then Premier of New Brunswick, was one of the 33 Fathers of Confederation. He was a born-again Christian who started his day with prayer and a chapter of the Bible. When reading Psalm 72:8, the thought occurred to him, what a splendid name to give to Canada. A letter signed by John A. Macdonald explained to Queen Victoria that the name was a tribute to the principles they desired or earnestly desired to hold up. How can we portray, or what's at least one way we can portray godliness in the year to come? One of the things that hasn't been so good, at least in our experience, over this past short while, is some of the food that we've gotten in the restaurants. And some of it wasn't what it claimed to be. Others just made it sick. Some of it just stayed on your tummy. And we thought of complaining. We've talked this over. And I saw how busy the waitresses were. I saw or heard about how busy they were in the kitchen. And a lot of times, these people are only doing what their managers require them to do. So if the managers are cutting corners and not getting rid of old food and trying to keep it going, then they're only doing what they're told. One of the things that we always have to remember, because I go to OpenTable to book all of our reservations for the restaurants, wherever you're going, Canada, United States. And also, I go online to book hotels. And I always have to keep in mind that when they send those receipts back or when they look at that OpenTable reservation and verify it, the name PastorRalph@Telus.net comes up. And so, you know, it's like, okay, let's just not make this all about us. Let's look at the whole picture of everybody involved here. You know, there are times when we will say something, but as we look ahead and we see our troublesome country and different things, I want to take us to a song from 1970 by Glen Campbell. And here's my thought for the coming year. Try a little kindness. You can sing it if you want, but we'll just read it. If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he sowed, and if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, hey, you're going the wrong way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Just shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness of the narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded streets. A familiar song to some of you, old-timers? Don't walk around the down and out. Lend a helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone along the way. So that's my theme this morning. In the land of promise is a land where we can show kindness. Luke chapter 6, verse 35 says, but you love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and to the wicked. Good lesson for us all. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. Again, familiar scriptures, but bring out the idea of being kind and compassionate and generous. 1 Corinthians 13, 4, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. Colossians 3, 12 and 13, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other, forgive one another, if any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Amen. Can we be kind this year? Let's show a little kindness. Let's look at the big picture and not make the whole thing about us or personal, but let's make it about one another and those around us. One scripture that I did not get up there is Psalms 37:37 that says, there is a future for a person of peace. I read that couple of weeks ago, and it's been on my mind. There is a future for a person of peace. Be a person of peace. Be a person of kindness. Amen. Do you want to go get the box? So while Jamie's getting the prayer box, I'll just let you know that next week Shannon will be ministering. And then the third week, of course, is our communion, and Richard will be doing the communion service and also speaking that Sunday. So Jamie and I are heading down to Medicine Hat this week. So many of our plans got changed over the last few years, and so we've got all of this time. She has to take her time a long time before I have to be committed. And so once she commits to the day she takes off, she's committed to it. Originally, we were supposed to be at a concert, but that has been canceled twice now. So prayer requests. We're going to pray. Amen. Will you stand with me? And if you have your own prayer request that is not in here, we're going to believe God anyways. Amen. Thank you, Father, again this morning for your goodness, your love, your mercy, and your patience. And again, as we have said so many times, thank you for the finished work of Jesus. We thank you for the resurrected life that we can have. And even as Betty shared this morning, that you've come to give us life and to its fullest. And we want to experience that. So there are needs that we have. And your word tells us to cast our cares upon you and to make our needs known. And so, Lord, we don't know what's in here, but you do. We thank you for answered prayer this week. And, Lord, again, we thank you for our country.